This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Researchers at the Federal Reserve in New York estimate that President Trump's initial rounds of tariffs last year cost $414 per American household between added tax burdens and lost efficiency. Socialist Party was victorious in Spain at the end of April and consolidated their gains in local elections that coincided with the EU elections, finishing first. Both Dartmouth and Florida A&M have demanded that women who filed sexual assault cases either reveal their names or drop the suits contesting the usual practice of anonymity. 10 candidates for president in the Democratic primaries have now come out publicly for impeachment. A UN report released in 2018 said Colombia used more than 422,000 acres of land to make cocaine by the end of 2017, more than ever in history. Pakistan military is trying to crush an ethnic Pashtun rights protest movement that has been demonstrating against extrajudicial killings and other injustices. The army broke up a protest by that movement and killed 8 people and arrested a leader who's also a member of parliament. Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation and wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, did not cash out her stock options in one of the nation's largest suppliers of highway construction materials, despite a pledge to do so in a signed ethics statement when she joined the administration. Indigenous women and girls make up about 4% of the total female population in Canada, but 16% of all female homicides, according to government statistics. British authorities, trying to clean up the country's reputation as a haven for dirty money, now have a new tool, an unexplained wealth order that can be issued if someone may have been involved in a crime or might be accessible to corruption. Justice Department is exploring whether to open a case against Google for potential antitrust violations. In 2013, the five FTC commissioners voted unanimously at the time against bringing charges against the company. Google agreed to make some changes to search practices tied to advertising. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.